At the same time, the U.S. relationship with Ahmed Chalabi soured. The politician had been a longtime ally of the Pentagon and a major source of its intelligence information. As late as January 2004, he had remained in the good graces of at least part of the Bush administration and had been given a place of honor behind Mrs. Bush at that year's State of the Union address. But just 5 months later, early on the morning of May 20, 2004, Chalabi's home in Baghdad was raided. Officially, the operation was conducted by Iraqi police and was a matter for Iraqi police and the Iraqi judge who had issued a warrant. Chalabi called the raid an act of political intimidation and said that he believed that Bremer had been behind it. In fact, while the raid officially was an operation of Iraqi forces, it was actually conducted by the CIA and SEAL Team 6, said a senior U.S. intelligence official with direct access to that information. "We hit his place hard because he had the records of Sunni generals that were directing the insurgency, but wouldn't turn them over," this official said. Other U.S. officials hinted darkly that there was more to the matter, and it only took a few phone calls by reporters to be told by another U.S. intelligence official that Chalabi's organization had conveyed information to the Iranian government that was considered very damaging to U.S. intelligence gathering. An American intelligence official in Baghdad had gotten drunk and told Chalabi that the Americans were routinely listening in on all his conversations and emails, the first senior intelligence official said. He said that the American eavesdroppers then caught Chalabi telling an Iranian intelligence contact, "You have to understand, the Americans are reading your traffic." Chalabi denied that allegation. "The whole thing is ridiculous," he told the Middle East Quarterly in an interview later that year. "I did not give any such information to the Iranians, and no U.S. official told me classified information." But he conceded that he had met with Iranian intelligence officials, adding that he had met with such officials from every country bordering Iraq. Chalabi also seemed nonchalant about the possibility that his organization had helped mislead the U.S. government into war, told by another interviewer that some people who had once supported the war now felt they had been suckered. He said, "Okay." Asked if he felt any discomfort with the fact that many of the arguments for justifying the invasion had crumbled, Chalabi indicated that the ends justified the means. "No," he said, "we are in Baghdad now." In his new incarnation, Chalabi began to sound like one of the Bush administration's harsher critics. "What did 14 months of occupation achieve?" he asked rhetorically in the interview with the Middle East Quarterly. "The electricity still doesn't work, thousands are dead, the United States has lost the moral high ground in the Middle East, and the UN, which opposed the liberation of Iraq, has been allowed to impose Ba'athists back on the Iraqi people." In June, President Bush was asked at a Rose Garden press conference about the Iraqi exile leader. "Chalabi? My meetings with him were very brief," the president said. "I mean, I think I met with him at the State of the Union and just kind of working through the rope line, and he might have come with a group of leaders, but I haven't had any extensive conversations with him." Asked then whether Chalabi had misled the U.S. government, Bush said, "I don't remember anyone walking into my office saying, 'Chalabi says this is the way it's going to be in Iraq.'" Then the president chuckled.